This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very cool guy. It's Rajesh Kazanshi. He is the co-founder and CEO of Color Tokens, a really cool company. Tell us what you're up to and welcome back to your hot seat.
Thank you. Thanks, Gary. Much appreciated. So Color Tokens, we founded Color Tokens in 2015. The core vision of Color Tokens has always been providing a security platform where we will be able to integrate the user, its identity, then networks, applications, threat, combined together with endpoints as well into a one common platform. Reason being that you cannot have your front doors closed and your back doors open. That is fundamentally the problem today is with deep silos. There are many products in the market that actually focus on one particular area and then forget about the other. Networks are able to give you entire network visualization, network traffic controls, but they have no understanding about the context of applications. So what we thought about is from the get-go that how do we build an integrated platform that enables us to basically connect the dots. That is between a user to identity, to endpoint, to network, to application, and to the segment of that applications. It's very important. Why? Because cloud is becoming your new data center. Corporate networks are dismantling and COVID has actually changed the whole game altogether. Now, in this entire scenario, we are also seeing a big shift that is happening on application side. If you see, back in the days, there were second gen applications predominantly on the virtualized infrastructure. And that is shifting to containerized serverless architectures. So now you have workloads, which are predominantly on cloud or on your data center. Some of them are second gen virtual infrastructure, and some of them are the third gen infrastructures like containers and microservices based architectures. And then the next level is the API security. Mm-hmm. You need a protection on the workload side. You also need a zero trust integrated platform, the network access, because users are accessing it from different networks. And those networks could be trusted networks, those could be semi-trusted networks, those could be untrusted networks. And work from home, work from Starbucks, work from office, that's normal. And so you need an integrated platform to analyze it. Now, a lot of times we see the detection response mechanisms predominantly looking at all this entire funnel of information from 20 different sources. The challenge with that is it takes an enormously lot of time to basically analyze the data. Mm-hmm. And that is creating the problem. So you got to have a defense mechanism and an offense mechanism and a detection response mechanism. You just can't have one and basically say, I'm done with one. So you need to have a proactive security where you basically say, this is my baseline. You need to basically have a reactive security, which essentially is talking about how do I create these particular segments, a defense mechanism across, and you need to have a detection response mechanism. But that detection response mechanism should be essentially curated where 90 or 95% of your alerts get completely reduced because of the proactive security.
Everybody's talking about zero trust, right? And as you said, we're going through a post-COVID era where half of the people on Earth who used to work in the office are now working remotely from home. As you said, work from home is a new thing, or work from Starbucks maybe used to be 2% of the population. Work from home, work from Starbucks, over 52%. What's going on with that? And how created a whole new dilemma? So when you say zero trust, explain what that means to our viewers and our readers and listeners, and how is that deployed?
Zero trust is not a product. We have to understand that. Zero trust is a framework. It is a security framework in which you start basically analyzing it, that gone are the days where you will have a one single firewall at the front end. You will have a very strong doors at the front end. And then you will say internally, we'll be able to communicate. Right now, the thought process needs to be that you're already breached. When you go with that particular thought process, then you need to actually have certain core elements at each and every point. So the closest element where you can have policy enforcement, that is very critical. Have the policy enforcement very close to that particular endpoint, because that way you have a guard in front of every single asset. You need to have, you can provide access, but that access need to be very well verified. What does it mean? It means that if I am actually accessing it from a semi-trusted network, maybe I should be given access for only 15 minutes. But if I'm, you know, accessing it from a trusted networks, I could be given, it's the same thing. It's the same device, same user, but connecting over a different network. Similarly, if I am connecting from an exposed or a compromised endpoint, then access might not be granted. So you have decision-making points at every single point, and that is where it becomes difficult. So zero trust essentially is, the fundamental concept is that you start actually looking at each and every element, the workload element, the segmentation element, because there are three core elements in zero trust. One is the identity part of it. And it is not, a lot of times people confuse identity of with identity of a user. It's the device identity. It's the endpoint.
Mac operating system, the geolocation. So you fingerprint as much as you can of a device. Yeah, exactly. Do you do that with an agent? Is it agentless? Is it a hybrid approach?
I'm going to come to that. So the thing is, you have identity element, then you have a segmentation element, which means air gaps. Within the network, inside the network, you need to create air gaps because you need to have a containment strategy. That's very critical, especially even. And then you have edge computing, which means accessing it from different sources. That is where users come into picture. Users can access from home, access from office, and access from any other location. Now, when it comes to accessing identities, you can have essentially integrations with SAML-based technologies. When you have core technology on segmentation, can be of two core fundamental. One is agent-based and another is agentless. We have both essentially as part of our platform, because agent-based technologies gives you much, much more in-depth solution. But and agentless is very much prevalent on the cloud technologies, because you might not be able to provide, have agent-based technologies on a containerized or an API architectures or a serverless architectures. So essentially is the core segmentation technology or a cloud workload protection technology. But if when it comes to bare metal and virtual systems, you have agent-based technologies. But when it comes to containerized microservices, serverless, and API, you can't have agent-based technology there. It just doesn't work. So you have agentless technologies predominantly doing the segmentation or basically doing the security elements of it. So our platform enables the core cloud workload protection, independent of what systems you are using, bare metal, virtual machine, containerized microservices, because it took us an enormously good amount of time to build that entire cloud workload protection. We are a six-year-old company. We are over 450 people worldwide. And then we realized that just barely cloud workload protection, especially integrated platform, is not enough, because access is a very big, important element. So we give you the entire access, which is zero trust network access, that connects to these segments. The decision points are very critical. So this entire integrated platform with a detection response mechanism that we have, this is essentially our offering. We integrate with identity management solutions. We are not an identity management solution. We integrate with most of the renowned identity management solutions. We also integrate with some of the detection response or SIEM tools. We are not a SIEM tool, but we fundamentally believe in protecting your core cloud workload assets, your crown jewels, and providing access to those particular from any other location. These are the core two integrated platforms that we offer as part of the Zero Trust framework.
Does your cloud protection work on Azure, AWS, the Google Cloud? Is it independent of the cloud provider?
It is not dependent on any cloud platform. Google, Amazon, Azure, it works on all of these technologies. In fact, if you have basically Kubernetes platform on your own local data center, it'll work there as well. It will absolutely work on that, because we have a sidecar technology that we actually have, and we pretty much are operating on that principle.
Now, who can afford Color Tokens? Is it large enterprises, governments only? Is it mid-market? Can SMB afford you? What's the sweet spot? Where are you typically getting deployed?
So our general market is medium to large enterprises. We have also been deployed into certain government agencies as well, state government agencies. This is our typical market. However, our cloud platform does not, it doesn't matter that even SMBs can leverage it, but our primary focus has been mid to large to extra large enterprises, financial institutions, retail, manufacturing, healthcare, hospitals, airports, transportations. These are the common industry verticals that we are targeting.
Rajesh, how quickly can they get deployed if they choose Color Tokens?
I'm glad you asked that question, Gary. It's a cloud delivered service. We have had deployments in weeks, especially larger deployments I'm talking about. We have POCs that run a few days. Our entire philosophy has been non-disruptive because security can make people lose their jobs if security does not work properly or security actually disrupts the business. So our entire philosophy has been go completely non-disruptive, put it in the observation mode, analyze the entire traffic, start creating the blueprints, provide recommendations. We have a ML AI based recommendation engine that actually starts giving you recommendations on which policies need to be applied immediately because you start actually controlling it. You don't need to actually apply policies and be done with it. It can be a gradual journey as well. So the deployment time is extremely low, and it has, with some of the larger customers, it has been within a couple of weeks, they have been able to deploy and govern their crown jewels. And then the mass deployment has taken place after that.
What are some of the stories you're hearing from your clients? Are they saying, hey, it's reduced the footprint for a breach? We've caught the latest zero day. We stopped ransomware. What are the kinds of stories that you're hearing?
So one of our customers was able to, they were massively targeted during the Thanksgiving and then again during the Christmas time. 25 attacks specifically only on Thanksgiving, a retail customer. We have had incidents that we're in about 4 months, we were able to basically secure them from 450 plus attacks. They were on the target list because they had gotten breached as well in the past. And they were soft targets because they did not have as much of a governance in place. But they were completely governed by us several times in about 4 months, 450 plus times that they were attacked because hackers felt that they are soft targets. We have many such cases where, you know, within about a month or so, they found ransomwares, malwares, data exfiltrations, day zero attacks, fileless is becoming very common. These are common breaches that are actually happening in any vertical. It doesn't matter. Obviously, where there are crown jewels, where you have repository informations, database informations, they are much, much more on the hit list. So what we try to do is we target crown jewels first, we provide element of governance, and then we start actually going all the way up to development environments, test environment, pre-prod environments for many of the companies. But first we start actually ring fencing, controlling their crown jewels.
And you also have this very powerful endpoint agent. Can you tell us what platforms it runs on and what it's defending against? What's the latest thing it can do?
So endpoint protection solution is targeted towards specialized systems, fixed purpose systems. It's one of the best in the industry that we have right now. Hospital devices, especially in the last about 18 months, we have been able to serve many hospitals where patient records, nurses, doctors use those devices. You can use that in the retail point of sales, kiosks, airport terminals. So we have it widespread in those fixed purpose systems, and it has been doing extremely well, especially compared to many other endpoint solutions because they are predominantly AV and EDR solutions. And those particular solutions don't work because if you have around 40 or 50 processes that need to run on that particular device, it has no business to actually do the detection response mechanism. Because if you exactly know which applications and which process need to run on it, other things, detection response mechanism is just a waste of time mostly. And you need to have a detection response, but it's just a 5 or 10% of the space. So we have been extremely focused on that particular vertical, and we have done extremely well. And it doesn't matter which vertical it is, but predominantly kiosks, point of sales, hospitals, these areas are predominantly where we have actually done very well in the endpoint space.
Excellent. And Rajesh, is there anything that you'd like to share with our viewers or listeners that we haven't covered?
The most important element is that in today's world, when you look at security, enriching the context becomes very critical. Your user, your device, your endpoint, your network, your application with business context. Adding on top of that exploitability, you know, exploitability and vulnerability and exposure becomes. Yeah. And this is all dynamic. The most important element is a lot of people think about that they'll apply security and they're done. Today's, if you just expose one firewall rule, it can expose many of your applications. So you need to have your mechanism, which is dynamically changing, just constantly giving you updates on firewall rule has changed. Somebody actually spun a new system or a new container. Your policy exposure is there. So you need to have a dynamic policy. You need to have a basically risk exposure every single time. So having a unified platform on a single integrated mechanism is very critical. And we provide that especially to our customers. And when they are thinking about security, please try to understand that it's not basically securing one element. It's important to have a framework across all. And it doesn't matter which product they use. Most important thing is having a single platform. A lot of times we see companies, they acquire other companies and then they say, we have all of it. Yes, you have all of it, but you have 9 products actually. That doesn't work. You need to have an integrated platform, and detection response mechanism just fail because you have thousands of alerts happening every day. It's very difficult to actually to manage it at scale.
So for a non-invasive zero trust security deployment from the cloud down to the endpoint, you've done it, you've solved it, you've made it easy. And where can we send our viewers and listeners? Is there a demo, a video, a sign up for a proof of concept?
Users should go to colortokens.com and they'll be able to see all the assets there. Feel free to reach out to us via colortokens.com, provide your information, we'll be there to serve you.
That's awesome. So Rajesh Kazanchi, the CEO and co-founder of Color Tokens, one of our award winners, has made it through my hot seat again, and I hope we get together again and we'll learn more about what you're up to in the near future.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.